At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome in, everybody. It is here, Live Bet Saturday from downtown Las Vegas, Bar Canada at the Deep Playoff Edition with Mike Palm. I'm Ben Wilson, and Mike, let's do this.
I'm NBA. Very excited. Big day.
NHL playoffs. Yeah, here we go.
All of it. We got the Greg Maddux event this weekend, Baller Dream here.
Wonderful.
Have a dinner tonight and then the poker tournament tomorrow night. Got some great celebs coming in addition to Greg Maddux, Terrell Davis, the human migraine. He's going to be at the event as well. Great baseball players. I'm actually at the dinner tonight. I'm at Rick Sutcliffe's table. I'm very interested to ask him because my father went to his grave very angry at Jim Frey for the 84 NLCS, saying you had to start Sutcliffe in game four in San Diego so that you could come back with Trout. I want to ask him how they would have been on 3 days rest. Back in those, you know, in those days you had, you know, a much different mentality in pitching. But I'm interested to ask Rick, of course, a great broadcaster in his own right. With the Dodgers.
I'm sure he's looking forward to being at the table with you, too. That's
well, he thinks Derek's going to be there, actually. He wrote a nice note about excited to eat with Derek and Nicole, but they will be on the glass for game three at BGK.
Slightly,
so there was a little conflict there.
Slight conflict. That's Derek. All right. It's, you know, Mike steps right in, and we're talking 84 NLCS.
Yeah.
That's like Bruce Sutter pitching through a torn rotator cuff in the 82 World Series. He still blames himself for the loss, but you know what? Different era, different time. We do have baseball today as well, which we're going to talk about too, because the slate actually just gets started now.
Terrible. Mike. Again, with
really
this idiot
it,
Manfred, your first pitch is 3:10 Eastern time in Toronto.
Yeah.
You could have had Shohei on in the morning. They play 10 a.m. Pacific time starts, 1 o'clock local in Toronto, many times on Saturday. Why would you want to put Shohei in the whole national spotlight competing against the worst of the NBA series? From an entertainment perspective, in my opinion, with the Cavaliers and the Magic. Not that it's not competitive, but, I mean, you have a whole showcase. You have a lot of games going on in the Eastern time zone. Why wouldn't you have started a game at 10, 2 at 11? Nah, we're going to have 4 at 1 and all this nonsense. You don't even try to isolate the game in Mexico City. You just put it into a hobgob of afternoon games.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't even know that game was in Mexico City.
Many thought that, you know, the altitude had got that more elevation at Coors was
right.
The thought.
Yeah, I mean.
That they'd moved it up, that maybe they were playing in one of the casinos up there in the mountains.
Something like that. Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, we are...
It's important for the Nerf. Wondered why the Nerf fee was plus $4.
Yeah. That one at the Harpelu Stadium at 6:05 Eastern.
Is that where they always play in Mexico City?
I
never noticed that goofy name of a stadium. That's why I say this. Helu Stadium. Is that where they always play the baseball there?
I think it has been, but I can't say with 100% certainty. I don't want to, you know. I don't want to say an unfactual statement here, Mike, 3 minutes into the show. But we are going to talk about, too, especially the playoff stuff going on right now with the most betting interest. And we'll kick things off here, Mike. We have NBA, NHL, sort of the single window starts here. We are about to get underway. Second period in the Carolina-New York Islanders series here. And so far, the Isles, it really kind of felt, Mike, as soon as they blew the 3-0 lead in game two, which was the first ever 3-0 lead blown in Islander postseason history. They were 81-0 until that game. It just kind of felt like, okay, that was their opportunity in the series. Carolina with a massive leg up here trying to push for a 3-0 lead.
How about if you had the Islanders on the puck line that night?
Yeah. Poor one out.
That's a tough one. I bet Carolina in game three. I laid $1.55 just because of the mental condition of them coming home. I thought they actually outplayed them in game one. Lost 2-1. Then you have a 3-0 lead. You know, it was interesting, Ben. On Thursday morning, Stations Casino still had draft props up, which you can do only by positions. You can't do any individual player, but you could have quarterbacks first round, wide receivers first round. So Mitch texted me, and he said, Stations is still up, and it was still 4.5. At the point we got it was like minus 480. But we're like, what can – and this was with Lombardi now declaring it's going to be 6. Nix is going to the Broncos. Penix is going first round.
So you're trying to figure out a parlay.
What are we going to parlay him with? I said, let's parlay him with Carolina tonight, minus 155. Mitch did that, and he also – he parlayed him also with which was a small dog at the time with the Predators series price. Of course, they lose. Only gave up 12 shots and lost that game pretty. I still like the Preds in the series depending on Thatcher Demko's health. But anyhow, it was still available. So the over – it closed over $7. I was watching it after I bet it as it just kept jumping because everybody was pounding it because it was the only place that still had it up. Anyhow, 1-0 after the first period. I hit the first period under. I'm on second period under as well here.
Second period under.
First period under, I had to lay a price. The biggest of the playoffs so far, 125. Second period was plus 110.
Interesting. We're down to 4.5. 4.5, 2 on the live total. That's moved down from 5.5, although plus money to the under there at plus 140. This also got a pretty big move. I think a lot of people thought just sort of the natural progression of the series, Mike, when you watch how then game three played out after the blown lead in game two for the Islanders. And this thing got bet up as high as minus 190 in the market for Carolina on the road, thinking, okay, down 3-0, Islanders not going to put up much of a fight. So far, I mean, the defense has been okay, but it's not like the Islanders really have shown much of a threat here on the offensive side as we do just get the puck drop now and are underway there. Kind of feels like a sweep would make a lot of sense based on how this has gone.
Then I bet a four-team cross-sport series parlay before the playoffs started.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. I was trying to find one that would pay about even money. So I went Nuggets with Thunder, with Hurricanes with Rangers. So far we haven't lost a game. And if they all sweep, I'm going to say, what would the four parlay, the four sweeps would have been? It would have been like 70-1, I think. I mean,
life-changing money.
How ridiculous this is. I'll take it. Now, the Thunder still have two more to go, but it looks like we're going to close out here today. The Rangers are 3-0, and obviously the Nuggets are 3-0.
If only you'd parlayed that with Bayer Leverkusen to go without a loss.
Did they draw that game? I saw they were down 2-1 in the 85th minute today.
I did not update that.
Yeah.
I will check for you. And
that was the two headlines I got from this morning, and then the little spat on the sidelines with Klopp and Salah had a spat today.
That's right. Yeah. Last two games, Leverkusen draw in the final.
They drew it again today?
They drew late today, like they drew late in the last game. So that's your live line. Yes, we get a Bayer Leverkusen match 6 minutes in. That's what we do here on Live Bet Saturday. Hurricanes 1, Isles nothing as we go into the second period. And then arguably, Mike, you alluded to it briefly here as we start the show, but by far the most unentertaining NBA series here where I think a lot of people in the betting space, I included, I was on Orlando early in the series and was completely wrong. I bet them game one in a game where Orlando missed double-digit free throws, got blown out on the road against Cleveland. Came back, Orlando again laid an egg game two against the Cavs, and the thought was, all right, just a young team, not really ready for the moment. Cleveland, maybe they won't get exposed yet for all their deficiencies, but now here we go, Mike, and another back-to-back poor showing for the Cavs on the road as they're getting blown out here, 102-75.
What's the second half scoring? They were up 9 at half, I believe, 60-51.
37-10 in the third quarter is what'll do it for you. We're talking 51-15 in the second half.
Pretty strong.
Orlando.
Pretty strong.
I mean, geez. From being basically dead, Orlando now sitting here, Mike, they did get the money today up to 2.5. Circa was actually the high watermark up to 3. That will be a no sweater. It's only the question of total now, which is sitting 201.5. But we're about to have a tie series here going back to Cleveland.
Yeah, the total started at 206 down to 203. Down, you know, it's kept going down. But now this game looks like it's going to go over here. So did you Did you come back on Orlando at any point in the series? You just took the loss and moved on.
I took the game one loss.
Yeah.
You think about how bad Orlando looked. They couldn't do anything.
Cleveland was 5 for 5 from three early. Then the game was kind of flat after that. Yes. I thought it played pretty even after that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a 59-point first quarter and 180 points for the game.
That is also how it sometimes works, especially with these NBA series. I'm surprised, though, we have yet to get we had in game three, it was 199.5. This one ticked up a little bit, but you got to think at a certain point. Especially, let's say this goes a full seven, Mike. We get our total
dips. Be in the mid-190s.
Yeah,
at the
I would
end,
say 195.5, yeah. Total, and again, totals have, to start, have been very good on the unders, but have started to equal out a little bit here. We do have a game coming up 3:30 Eastern, Mike, as New Orleans. Another team I think a lot of bettors thought would keep it a lot more competitive with OKC, but the blowout in game two after a really tight game one, OKC narrowly wins game one last Sunday, and then they just wipe the Pelicans off the floor. 2-0 lead here going back to New Orleans, and it's been pretty good two-way here, although a little bit of money toward the Thunder there, Mike, from 1-point favorites up to either 1.5 or 2. Total sitting 210 here as the Pels, this is their opportunity to try to get back in the series today.
I think the Thunder were overlooked as much as a one seed can be overlooked. That's why I played him in the series. Obviously, the price was a lot more reasonable than the Celtics at -2,900, who've lost the game. I think they're a really solid team with a legitimate superstar. They're going to have the coach of the year. And the attention is so much on Denver and the Lakers, right? And even everybody acted like Minnesota had no shot. They're up 3-0 on Phoenix. Now, I thought Ty Lue had a terrific defensive game plan to start that series with the Clippers. And they held the 8 points in the second quarter? Dallas now starting to exert, which the betting public said, making them the favorite in the 5-4 matchup there. But I like this OKC team. I think they're very sneaky, and I think they have a legitimate shot to get to the Western Finals and give Denver some problems.
Yeah, it's funny how the whole conversation heading into the Western Conference debate, especially, Mike, it was either Dallas, who was everybody's darling, and Dallas has responded really well. Win last night after dropping game one. They've won the last two to take a 2-1 lead on the Clippers. It was Dallas, and then it was, all right, assuming Denver gets past the Lakers, which they've made that look relatively simple now with the 3-0 lead, assuming, it's going to be one of those two teams. And yet, you're right. I mean, the one seed is just – I wonder how much of that, too, has gone into the fact that traditionally there has not been, there's not generally the one versus one seed chalk. There's usually like one team, whether it's a two or a three seed, who makes a run there in the NBA playoffs, and people are just not buying into what OKC is doing. They haven't all year, even though it's taken them being the best cover team in the league to get people's attention. I don't know. I mean, people were still betting the Hawks as the worst cover team in the league, Mike, even in the play-in tournament. So funny how that has worked this season.
Did Westbrook get ejected last night?
Yeah.
Yes.
He did. It was an open-handed shove. I was at a party. I saw the push, and then they turned the TV off because they started doing speeches because it was a 50th birthday party, and I didn't know because I know they went to the replay, so I knew it would be 30 minutes before we had a decision.
You knew it would be. That was a very smart smart call on your part, too. We'll talk about the rest of the Stanley Cup playoff card for today when we come back. A lot of action on a loaded edition of Live Bet Saturday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, check out our new look, VSiN.com, right now with best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, and guides. Right now on our homepage, UFL best bets for week five. Our Stormy Bond and Tony is got action on all, has best bets in action on all the games.
Where is she this weekend? You know? She had the week off. She had the week off last week. They have their rotation. They get like every fourth week off.
That must be. Oh, that's yeah. It's nice. I did not know that. I'm not sure where Stormy is this week. Oh, she's in D.C. I was just looking that up.
All right.
D.C. Tomorrow, actually, noon Eastern on ESPN.
Yeah, she stays on ESPN. They don't cross over. I was asking her the other day.
Yeah.
The Fox people stay
right.
in the Fox networks and the ESPN. They don't mix and match.
She has a Battle Hawks Defenders tomorrow. So there you go. UFL, unlike Major League Baseball, they've at least got a single slot nice and early.
I know this about it. That Houston team is terrible. That's the one thing I know about that UFL is they are god-awful. But I actually enjoy it because of the running clock. I think the running clock makes it watchable. You know what I mean? It keeps the pace up, keeps the action. Not that football's a slow-paced game, but when you don't have the power to keep you glued on it, at least the action is continuous.
The thing that they – so when I do arena football games, they do the same thing, except for the 1 minute – they have a one-minute warning. And the thing they've been trying to figure out is – because it goes so fast, and all of a sudden it's the one-minute warning, and it takes like 30 minutes to play the last minute because it's normal timing. It's wild how in your mind – it goes from just everything's – running clock to now it's just now it stalls out, and then they use challenges and timeouts, and it is so they're trying to figure out the
challenges now. How about that Arizona Rattlers? Are they still good?
Are they struggling a little bit this year. They're 2-3.
Is Danny White gone? Danny White's not the coach anymore.
Not the coach.
They were good. They were really good with they used to win it. Iowa Barnstormers were very good back in the day.
They are not. They are. They struggle.
Yeah.
They need Mike back in his home state. Are the Rattlers in Tucson? No, Arizona. Oh. Tucson Sugar Skulls, Brian.
Yes.
Vegas Nighthawks are 4-0. So
wow.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
They played enough.
Who are they playing?
Duke City Gladiators.
You're calling the game?
Yes, I'll be calling.
Duke City.
Duke City is in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Really?
The more you know, Mike. The more you know. We'll talk with Colby Dant from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, because Colby has plays as well for the UFL action. We're into week five here of the spring football leagues as well. Exciting stuff coming up with Colby. But wanted to get your thoughts, Mike, rest of the NHL card here.
I think you owe NBC something for saying the more you know. Haven't they trademarked that? That was very good, educating the children.
Thank you. Well, I never got any royalties.
The more you know.
I never got any royalties from Hoda Kotb for using my call on the Today Show, so I figured I was allowed one.
Did you have it? Was on the Today Show?
They took our buzzer beater from
I sent it to Len Mead. He was impressed. He didn't know you were calling games. Anyhow, the second game here is very interesting. I thought, and Jonathan Davis is coming up in the second hour. We love him on Saturdays to come and break down the hockey. You know, he bet the Lightning minus a game and a half, an alternate line on the – and I also thought John Cooper could make a difference in this series. Their power play was terrific. Look, Florida's been a train for the last two-thirds of the year. They've shut down this – there's very little separates these two teams, but it's 3-0 Florida. You know, I would say if I didn't play the game, I played them under. The series has played more under than I thought it was going to be after game one. I've been playing the periods under. I might come back with the Lightning here just because you talk about the heart of a champion. This team's been an amazing organization over the last decade. Really, what, 11 years since 2013, how consistent they've been. Vasilevsky played much better the second half of the year. And so I will play the first – play the first period under here, and maybe just a touch on Tampa Bay here at even money.
And we've seen so far, even with, I think Tampa still gets so much respect in general, even down 3-0, in a situation where the games have been pretty tight here, where, you know, they're flipped to the dog roll now, down 3-0, but still, you know, plus 105, certainly a far cry from where, say, the Islanders in a very similar position playing right now are, as another team down 3-0 total in that series at here at 6 right now, shaded to the over. Goaltending, you know, especially as the series has gone later, that's what's really stood out to me, Mike, with how, you know, with how tight some of those games have been played. So I was a little bit surprised to see so much love there to the over. I realized there were 8 goals scored in game 3, and the thought is, okay, well, now you're down 3-0. Tampa might get super desperate here, but a little bit surprising to see it flip that aggressively after we saw 2 really tight games played close to the vest that both went under games 1 and 2.
You know, I would say this. Bobrovsky was terrific in Columbus. He got paid when he went to Florida. Until last year's playoffs, he actually had not shown any of that form. Right. But he's continued it here. He's been terrific with some very memorable saves in this series. So I think, you know, everybody talking about the Rangers and the Capitals out of the Metro.
Sure.
The East is going to be really good the second round. Whoever you get, right? You're going to get Rangers and Canes. And then on the other side, you're going to get Florida against either Boston or Toronto. Maybe Boston. Is he going to go to Allmark again tonight? Who knows? We'll ask Jonathan Davis in the next hour. I think it's a mistake. But I thought Toronto was firmly in the control of the series, having tied it in Boston and up a goal the other night. And Samsonov gives up that wrist shot from the boards, and that kind of totally changed the series. Goal Islanders. They've tied it 1-1 here midway through the second.
Islanders, nice, after really doing nothing for the first 30 minutes of this game. And they tied it 1-1. Islanders and Hurricanes there at 1 apiece, although Carolina up 3-0 in that series. A lot of action on the Hurricanes. They had to go ahead and get the sweep. They were bet up to minus 190. Yeah, with the Bruins Maple Leafs, so we talked Panthers Lightning to start here. That's 5 Eastern. Then 8 Eastern tonight, Bruins, who, you know, they drop the game at home, give up the home ice, but they go into Toronto, the 3 goals, like you talk about, Mike, starting with that a very odd first goal. 3 in the third period to win 4-2, and now you have the 2-1 series lead. I think there was some thought the way that the Bruins ended the regular season, right, where they lose at home to Ottawa to lose a division on the final game of the season, and didn't seem to be playing their best hockey against a Toronto team where you figured the way this series would match up, it would be a really deep, tight series. What does it say now to you that, I mean, clearly bettors are thinking kind of the zigzag series theory here in the series. Toronto from basically a pick 'em now up to minus 125 at a lot of shops for game 4 tonight here with Toronto down 2-1.
Yeah, continuing early this morning, around 115, some 120, now 125. I think a lot has to do with if they're going to play Allmark or not.
Yeah.
And we won't know that, obviously. Montgomery's very coy. I mean, game 1, we didn't know till 30 minutes before they dropped the puck. If it's Swayman, I would take a shot on Boston as a dog. If it's Allmark, I'll probably pass the game or maybe even bet it over. I got to tell you, I thought Toronto played the worst game 1 of any of the 16 playoff teams. They looked listless, couldn't stay out of the box. And Boston really took advantage of that as Carolina tries to get the lead back here. And
They almost did there.
They had some opportunities, 8.5 minutes to go. So
Islanders fighting for their lives.
This is totally a goalie-dependent play by Boston for me tonight. But if it's Swayman and I can still get a plus price, I'm taking Boston.
Jeremy Swayman was very good in the last timeout, especially with some high-danger chances there down the stretch for Toronto. Leads us into our final game of the night here. It's a quartet of Stanley Cup playoff action. The Vegas Golden Knights, 2-0 series lead. You're one team across all these first rounds who go in and win the first 2 games on the road. They knock off Dallas and have had this incredible stretch now, Mike, the 6 straight wins over Dallas here after sweeping the regular season series. And some of the quotes from the Stars players saying, we feel like we're playing our A game that got us the number 1 seed in the West. We're just not able to get pucks past Logan Thompson right now in nets. And we have seen a flip of favorites here, at least depending on the book, Mike. This was minus 120 Vegas on the opener. I'm seeing a lot of minus 115s back here on Dallas. So team has been heavily bet throughout the series so far, and this has been a theme throughout Vegas Golden Knights team history, but betting against Vegas, that's nothing new. It's just, will it actually come to fruition here tonight?
So I grabbed plus 105 on Dallas this morning. Not a big bet, but I mean, they're going to get swept if they don't win tonight. Ottinger just hasn't been good enough. And I'm not sure if it's Logan Thompson, because I thought he gave up a couple of soft goals.
Well, game one was horrible.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, as bad as you can give
up. But the Knights
up.
Play such good defense in front they of him do. When they have this bold illegal team, as I call it. Right, they couldn't field this team in the regular season because of the salary cap, but there's no salary cap in the playoffs. So these guys all take time off. They heal. Stone's out there playing golf, and all of a sudden, boom, you come back. You score the first goal of the series. They're really tough. That being said, they haven't been as good at home this year. It's one of their best road records of all time. They've been very humid at home. We're used to them being so good at home. I just thought that the to get Dallas at a plus price was kind of out of line, and the market said that. So small wager on them, plus 105. I still think this will be a close, low-scoring series, just like all the games were in the regular season. But, hey, the Knights are 5-0 against the Stars this year.
It's ridiculous what they have done. And while Jake Ottinger was much better in Game 2, it was a goaltender clinic in a 3-1 Golden Knights win to take the 2-0 series lead. Ottinger stopping 23 of 25 shots. But, you know, he certainly did not have his A game in Game 1. And he's a guy who's been criticized for poor series performances in the past, sub-900. Up series against the Knights last year in the postseason. So that's the question I have, and it's a huge moment for him now where you figure he's going to have to at least early face an onslaught and a wave here from
his
Vegas.
Playoff career, he's sub 880
heading
into this year. So he hasn't been able to step up. So I think the series is still afoot, right? I mean, I think the Stars are good enough because I think they're deep enough and balanced enough that they can still make it a series. But you're right. Offensively, they've got to get more grade A chances, and the Knights just don't give them up. They're so that's how they won the cup last year. The defense in front of Aiden Hill was just so good. It's kind of plug and play in the net. If you can get competence, you don't have to make that many big saves.
It wasn't the total hot goalie thought. It wasn't like a Jordan Binnington from 2019. It was true.
What a run.
Defense.
What a run. That
Stars plus 350 right now in the series. If you think they can come back. We'll talk more hockey with Jonathan Davis from SiriusXM in our next hour. But up next, our pal Colby Dant from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network stops by the show. Talk a little UFL spring football for week 5.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're back on Live Bet Saturday, where we continue on a loaded playoff-filled day here, Mike Palm. And the Orlando Magic, they finally put Cleveland out of their misery. 112-89. It's a final. We're tied. Two games apiece in that series. And guess what? If you took under 201.5, you survived.
You got there.
The under train.
What did they score in the second half, Cleveland?
Oh, it was you're not going to want to know. 29 points second half.
There you go.
How about that to cash an under? You get one team to score 29 points. Outscored 61-29 there in the second half. Colby Dant set to join us from the Sports Gambling podcast here as he does many a Saturday on Live Bet Saturday. Colby, I hope you didn't have over in that Cavs Magic game that just wrapped up.
Luckily I did not, but I didn't touch that game, but glad to see them finish them off in a way.
No doubt. We're now at 2-2 in that series. As we go out to the Progressive guest line and talk here with Colby, we've been talking a lot of NBA, NHL playoffs, Colby, but it is also a great opportunity for football bettors this time of year, not only on the NFL draft, which is now wrapping up here on day 3, but the UFL, the merger of the XFL and USFL from a season ago. For people who are now, you know, they've come post-college basketball season. They're going, all right, look, I want to keep betting some football here, and I want action. What would you tell the newer bettors coming into this who wanted to wait maybe 3-4 weeks till we had some data on what you should know about betting UFL just from a general perspective?
I mean, I think, you know, regardless of whether it was XFL or USFL previously or even the CFL, there's, to me, great edges in these spring leagues. I cover college football. I cover, you know, NFL and everything. But at the same time, I almost feel like your best advantages are these spring leagues, because if you watch the games, you could really gain some knowledge on you know, just a futures, but also games where the lines don't make a lot of sense in certain spots. So I think it's very profitable. I actually think it's ahead of it's almost like, to me, I cover FCS college football as well. FCS, you can also find some edges that are like really, really, really good. So I would say that's your angle, really. I mean, it's football too, you know, for a football maniacs like myself, you get to get a chance to see guys that, you know, potentially like Kevontae Turpin ends up in the NFL Pro Bowl. And you know, we're watching spring college football games. They don't even really exist. They're doing tug of war these days.
Basically.
You know what I mean? Like, so just enjoy some football the way, you know, like, I understand that you're not going to have, you know, first round talents really there, but at the same time, it's good football. And I definitely think you can make some money while doing it.
Colby, I watch it casually. I don't watch every game, but I probably pick up two and a half games a weekend. Here's what I know so far. Houston's the worst team. Birmingham's the best team, and they meet this week, with Birmingham being a 7.5-point road favorite. An opinion on this game with that point spread, or Stormy Bonatoni, who I hosts several shows a week with and who covers this for ESPN, said, bet Houston to win it all while they're still, or excuse me, bet Birmingham to win it all while they're still at a plus price, because in a couple weeks you're going to have to lay money on them to win the championship. Your thoughts?
I mean, I love that play. Yeah. You know, they've won. They won both the USFL championships since the rebirth, since the 80s when they came back 2 years ago. And they did it with two different quarterbacks. And, they, you know, Skip Holtz, who I feel like college coaches have a legit edge against NFL coaches in these leagues, because college coaches, your roster turnover is so drastic every year that it fits a spring league model more than it does an NFL model. And that's what Birmingham has done. They won a championship with Jamar Smith, a quarterback. Then Alex Mago is now on the Packers. They got Matt Corral. They got Adrian Martinez. They can go back and forth between the two. And their defensive line is just way better than any defensive line in the league. I love laying the number here. They're starting Adrian Martinez. They're rotating quarterbacks. Like last week, Corral got the start. The week prior was Adrian Martinez. And they're kind of just blowing everybody out. Last week was the one exception because there was a monsoon. So I love laying the 7.5. Houston just got a win too. So I kind of thought it was a bogus win. Just Birmingham is on another level than the whole league as far as like offensive talent structure, the way your team is built, in my opinion.
He is Colby Dant joining us on the Progressive Guest Line. We're talking some spring football betting here on Live Bet Saturday. And Colby, we do have one team also in action today. There are a couple games tonight, two games tomorrow. So the other game tonight, 7 Eastern here on Fox, is Arlington, who plays the defending champs from last year. But they've just been awful too, 0-4 here out of the gates. And they're a 2.5-point dog to the San Antonio Brahmas there today. What do you make of the matchup going on in the state of Texas?
Yeah, I like Arlington here. I know I took Arlington last week and Houston beat them, and Arlington really looked bad. It looked like they hadn't actually, it looks like they didn't even know the plays for a lot of the time. But Arlington the previous 3 weeks had played like the best teams in the league and really were in a spot to beat all of them minus Birmingham. You know, they should have beat St. Louis, dropped the touchdown in the end zone with about a minute left in that game. Then they had, you know, one of the league's rules that I don't really like is this 4th and 12, where it's like an onside kick. They were up 2 scores the entire game against DC. They blew it. They're still the third rated offense in this league. I think they get it done at home and get their first win for Bob Stoops, the former Oklahoma Sooner head coach, at home there at Choctaw Stadium.
I know that this league started out first week, all 4 games went under, and we've gotten some scoring as the offenses catch up to the defense. St. Louis, one of the highest scoring teams here. They are a 3-point road favorite here with a total of 46.5 in the early game on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Battle Hawks here. It's an interesting one because DC is one of the only franchises that has been here for 3 years, essentially, and they've never lost a game at home. They actually have a pretty good home advantage with the beer snake and the throw the lemons on the field and stuff. But I think DC is not as good as years past. I think their talent level is a little less. I think St. Louis comes in there and gets it done. I like laying the 3. They have A.J. McCarron's, the former Alabama quarterback, who turned down the NFL as a potential third stringer, to play in this league, which was interesting. But I think St. Louis's offense, they got Jakor Pearson, who I think is an NFL wideout on this team. He's been injured. He just came back last week, had a big game. I think their offense a little too much for DC. I think they're going to give them their first loss there at Audi Field.
The other game for Sunday, Colby, I saw both teams here, Michigan taking on Memphis. Both teams lost their quarterback last week. Guys have been dinged up, and we're seeing this as the lowest total kind of accordingly here on the board at 40. Is that an appropriate adjustment? Like, how much are you handicapping these backup QBs? Since, as you say, so many teams are using multiple quarterbacks here, and it sounds like we'll get a battle of backups here at the very least in this Panthers and Showboats game tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, and they're honoring the great Reggie White, who is a former Memphis Showboat. I don't know how many of the crowd will know that, but Michigan, to me, is a much better team. Yes, they lost E.J. Perry, the former Ivy League quarterback, but they have Danny Etling, played at LSU. They also signed Bryce Perkins, who started a couple games in the NFL not that long ago. I don't know if he's ready with the playbook, but if they can get him on the field too, I just think Michigan's defense can really be a problem. Memphis doesn't have Case Cookus. They're going to be starting former Utah quarterback Troy Williams. I like Michigan here. I just think they're a more complete team. They have a great kicker, great special teams, and Nakua, Puka Nakua's brother on the defensive side of the ball, is a really good player. So I think the Panthers get it done here, and I lean under just because those backup quarterbacks, just like sure. you said, I think you got to factor those in. And the way that Carnell Lake's been running that Showboats defense, they've been all right. It's really just, you know, can the Memphis team run the ball? And they've been terrible at running the ball all year. So I like the under. I like Michigan to get it done. And I should mention that besides Birmingham, you know, we all see Birmingham at plus 130 to win the championship. There is value. Last year, a perfect example was this, and this was in the XFL. Arlington was terrible, or average to bad at the midway point. Now, we knew someone could make the playoffs because there's two on each side of the division, and the conferences are USFL and XFL. So me and a couple of the guys we do our show with at SGPN bought a future on Arlington at crazy odds because we thought, hey, well, if they get the second seed in the playoffs, the gap between the other team and them is not big. They ended up winning the whole XFL, so we cashed in pretty nicely. Perfect example right now is, you know, Arlington's plus, I think, 3,500 last I saw.
Yeah.
And there's value to that. To me, they're still the third-rated offense. Yes, they're 0-4. But they're playing one of the teams ahead of them today, and they got to play them again. They haven't played them at all yet. And then DC and St. Louis are doing battle. So if they could just win today, someone's going to lose that DC St. Louis game, and then you won't be that far out of the playoffs, and you play the other team again. To me, there's value on taking Arlington just because they have the third rated offense in the league at 3,500.
Longer odds than the awful Houston Roughnecks right now.
Big game Bob.
Yes.
Yeah, big game Bob.
Big game Bob.
Big game Bob, 35-1. Worst tickets to have. It's based on big game Bob. He is Colby Dang. Give him a follow at the Colby D. You see him on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Colby, as always, man, appreciate the time. We hope to have uncovered some edges here today on some UFL action. Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure. Let's enjoy some football.
Let's do it.
Thanks, Colby. Good luck.
Absolutely. I believe on my side of things, in the Arena Football, Indoor Football League tonight, Vegas Nighthawks laying 16.5. I just checked against Duke City. So,
do you aspire to be able to call UFL games? Like, what's the next step from the Arena League for you?
Well, considering the UFL didn't exist until this year, it wasn't exactly, you know, a dream.
Well, now? Our lives evolve, Ben.
Our lives do evolve. I would love to call UFL. Yeah,
there you go.
That'd be a blast. I talked to Stormy. The travel's fun. She has a great time with that as well. We'll come back, take a break here on Live Bet Saturday. When we return, we'll jump into some baseball that's coming up in a bit.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code VSIN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That is code VSIN. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. We are underway. Second of the four NBA games for today. We'll have an NBA preview here a little bit later. OKC and New Orleans, 11-9 here, Mike, as OKC goes off 1.5-point favorites in game three. A couple early buckets in the Pels, but OKC has since stabilized. Total of 210.5 there, your closing line. And now we wait to see if we can get another under in these NBA postseason. It's been a very slow start. We were at 20 points through 7 minutes, so we're on pace once again for an under.
It's tough to sweat the under, though, in the NBA.
I know. There's especially as the numbers have gotten reduced.
8 million yes. possessions, and you're on pace, and then they have a 68-point quarter and all that. It's too early to tell, but, the pace. We finish up the second period on Long Island, 1-1. Islanders tie it up. The ice was tilted at about 25 degrees, though, the last 8 minutes. I mean, it was just chaos, and I think the Hurricanes had about 12 shots on goal. But they weren't able to dent the scoreboard again, and good for me, we got the second period under 1.5, so we head to the third period tied. And we're going to talk a little baseball. We can update the Dodgers, the single game at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. Mookie Betts led off the game, and the Toronto center fielder kind of misplayed it into a triple. The Dodgers took lead. Now up 3-0. Pitching matchup between Tyler Glasnow and Yusei Kikuchi, I say Tomato.
Yes.
You never heard me say that? Oh, I've been saying
that's
that
really
for
good.
5 years.
I like it.
It's pretty
good,
pretty sharp. But
I've been waiting all baseball season for somebody to say, like, so Greg does it all the time. He's talking about Kikuchi and whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, somebody says, you say Kikuchi, I say whatever. And I'm like, who said that? That's you?
It's me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I said because that's the whole song, right? You say tomato and I say tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. I have to tell you, Glasnow's 4-1. They're up 3-0. He's in line to go 5-1. Part of my whole theory on the Dodgers 103.5 being a bridge too far was, what's the starting rotation? Glasnow's your ace to start. He's hurt every year, right? He's outperformed my expectations. But Bueller, when will he come back? And they expect he's going to be productive.
Sure.
We haven't seen Kershaw. You have to expect to get something out of him. The Japanese guy's been terrific after the first start in Korea where he got pounded. He's been really good. I watched him. I watched his whole start in Washington the other day. Really good. These Japanese pitchers have been terrific. The kid for the Cubs last night in Boston, they've been very, very good. And of course, you have Kikuchi against Shohei here. Oh, there's Frank Pulley there. Anyhow, so the Dodgers lead 3-0 early in this game. But interesting. Toronto added those seats behind home plate this year. I knew they never had them before. I wonder what those tickets are going for in Toronto. They kind of carved out those 60 seats where they made it a shorter backstop there. 3-0 Dodgers so far as we get to the third. And I know we're going to talk a few more of the 1 o'clock games about to get underway.
Yes, we will. We do have a number of matchups coming up, including I find an interesting team. We have a bunch of teams who have done really, really well here out of the gates. You talk about your Clevelands, New York Yankees, Atlantas, who are all sort of a top fighting for that elusive number one spot as we get to the end of April, which matters for us is better since that's been a very popular market now to bet into. But
it's the best new market in baseball, isn't it?
It makes it makes it so much more interesting, too, especially I think really once we get into kind of the dog days of the season, when you talk about betting, you know, in June, July, you're able to kind of isolate some long shots on that. But there's also been some teams, I look at like the Texas Rangers, who've kind of been a hangover team here coming off the World Series. It's hard to know what to really make of them. And you can't write anybody out in the AOS because nobody's more than, a game over 500 right now? It's been a pretty disappointing division, and they send out the journeyman Michael Lorenzen out there today. Only a minus 120 home favorite against the Reds and Hunter Green. And if this was 2022 or 2023, you'd be going, all right, Hunter Green out there against this Rangers offense? Just pound over because he's not going to be able to get out of there without giving up, you know, 3-4 home runs. But he's been a little bit better. Reds have been weirdly not hitting it all, though. So here we have the rare 8.5 total, and money's coming into the under here on two offenses that have been projected to do really well, Mike, and they've just been ice cold here to start 2024.
Lorenzen was a terrific acquisition for them, and he's 2-0. I bet Hunter Green strikeout props this year. I don't bet a lot of futures. That's one I bet on. I figure if he stays healthy, 168.5 was pretty solid. We're in Kentucky now with Circus Sports. I didn't realize
they're
diehard Reds fans there. It's like Kentucky basketball and Reds baseball. That's what they care about there in that market. You know, we're trying to figure it out in that, but they are diehard Reds baseball fans. I know it's a baseball state, and so obviously that makes sense. It just never it never got into my mind here. This total, you could have found it at 9 if you'd have bet it on the overnight or earlier this morning. Like you say, the under money's coming in. Globe Life's an understadium, right? Yes. Maybe the theory was it was going to be an overstadium. It's played as an understadium since it opened. I didn't have a play on this game. I would lean Lorenzen at the cheaper price, though, to your point of the Reds not hitting.
Yeah, no doubt. I've called games there for college baseball the last couple of years. It's interesting how it's one of the rare new stadiums where you walk in at ground level and you're on the second deck. So it's the field itself is like 25-50 feet kind of below like the normal walking surface.
Like
which
Carver
is really
Hawker.
Bizarre.
It's like you walk in at the top level. It's built into the ground.
It's all done. I don't know how much of that
factors
in. I think it's more the way the park dimensions are set up where, you got to tag it like 412 to hit a homer to the left center field gap. So I think that plays also a role in it too in the way they keep the roof closed so you don't really get the – especially in the heat of the Texas summer, which people thought you're not really getting the balls flying a mile there off the bat. But that's an interesting, at least the one game that stood out to me there, Mike.
As an aside, and it's not Texas, but Houston plays into this. You've seen that now designs have become public on the A's stadium. That's going to be at Tropicana there and Las Vegas Boulevard. And we got to see them, Derek and I, with the ownership group few months ago, right? And I made the comment to one of the designers about we've brought Sydney to the desert, and he didn't kind of appreciate that. And now people have called it, it looks like the Sydney Opera House with all these bands. But we talked to them about open air, and it's not open air, it's a dome. And they said, look, we've talked to all these folks that built the retractable roof stadiums in the last 20 years, and they all said it was a mistake. You only play a handful of games and you're compelled to. Nobody wants it. It changes the dynamic of the game, but you got to play so many in the air. They'd rather just have it closed.
So
it's interesting from a design perspective and as we evolve in architecture and construction, how the era of the open air stadium, I don't think you're going to see any of the retractable roofs built anymore.
Interesting. I think it only applies to say, like Milwaukee, where it was
saw more games there than anywhere with a retractable roof because I worked at Potawatomi for the year. We went every Monday and Tuesday that they were home, right? I paid good money to see Ichiro play, right? At that time, you were paying because of who the visiting did. Like, were you going to pay to see Caitlin Clark in the WNBA? We went there to see when Ichiro would come in. They're still an American League team at that time. But, and it's a beautiful ballpark, obviously.
Potawatomi, great.
Potawatomi.
For those of you listening in the Midwest, head up to Potawatomi in Milwaukee.
Did you guys see the news about the Bears' new stadium is going to be in a dome?
Why do they come out with that news the day before the draft? And there then the governor, everybody. It's so clumsy what they're doing there.
It is clumsy. Well, Torrey
Hunter, the Twins were in the American. They used to play there regularly. Yeah. And Torrey Hunter used to see this girl that worked in the cage in my poker room. So he would always be coming in after the games and hang out, play a little bit until she got off it, too. So
okay. Good to know. Yeah. I love those insider stories.
Nice guy. Yeah, exactly. Used to play three-card poker waiting for a girl to get off from the pit.
Three-card poker. Yeah. That's a game. That's a game right there. Yeah. Speaking of Chicago, though, Mike. So the White Sox finally won.
How about these Cubs?
Oh, I was going to say the White Sox.
What a deal we made with Marquis. It's been great.
Cubs are doing great. They're in Boston.
White Sox beat Zach Eflin.
And the White Sox beat Zach Eflin. I am. So my one bet today, I did bet Aaron Civale, who's starting for Tampa, off to a really nice start, sub-3 ERA. He's been great for the Rays. I love him now that he's fully healthy, too, and they got him from Cleveland last season. He'd battled injuries, but you can get Civale on the – I've started to do this on some of these lopsided lines because you got to lay a giant price. It's – even if you take the run line with the White Sox, with the Rays, I should say, you're laying $1.25 today on the road in Chicago. It's not like the Rays' bullpen has been any good. They have the worst bullpen ERA in the majors. So I will just go with – to give a little protection, it's a slightly better price. Civale as the winning pitcher is -110, so the wins prop here. That's what I'm doing with Civale. Should be a very good bounce-back situation.
Where did you bet it?
The Rays.
Where did you bet? Can you say where you bet that?
I can say where. Well, we have one book in town that offers it.
Who offers that?
The Boyd Gaming. They take the FanDuel.
Oh, the FanDuel. Okay. That's
Boyd Gaming
I
in Vegas, they
that.
Take FanDuel.
That's pretty. It's dramatically better price than the run line.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I didn't know that.
They do. And now, it's not on every game. It's on certain ones. But, again, here in Vegas, you have to get a little bit lucky with that. But that one, to me, I like for today. Civale to get the win for Tampa.
Oh, nice.
-110. You know he's going to go 5 innings. So you feel like that's for sure. And you're also getting some insurance there. They can win by one and you still win that bet. Right, on the other side, we will take a break, update you on the action. OKC, New Orleans underway in the NBA playoffs. Third period underway, Carolina and the Islanders. And give our thoughts on the NFL draft when we come back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.